You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, to Alan Brazil Up Front with Ray Parler, sponsored by Bet on Brazil with Audio Boom. Right, here we go. Up Front with Alan Brazil, sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest Euro 2016 odds and offers. And of course, here we are at the quarterfinals. Ray Parler alongside me. Ray, I find this... I know we've done our money on England,
yeah.
But I find this one intriguing. I find it difficult. Portugal against Poland. Portugal are odds on, and I'm not sure they deserve to be odds
no.
on.
No, I think that was the worst game I've seen in the Euro so far, the last game against Croatia. I really fancied Croatia to beat Portugal, but they come out on top in the end of the extra time. But, you know, I'm going to go, I think Poland. Lewandowski ain't really turned up yet, so I'm going to go Poland, maybe to nick this. Yeah. It might be a good odds as well.
It's going to be interesting. And then, of course, Wales-Belgium. And we're looking at a draw, aren't we? You know, Hazard at the moment is 50% fit. They're not sure he'll make it. Look, I don't know if I can trust Hazard. He was magnificent last game. He was brilliant. Mm. But we see him at Chelsea where he turned up for like 3-4 games a year. When he's on, he's brilliant. And will he take a chance? Will he play? There's no Vermaelen either. Whereas Wales are flying, aren't they? They are absolutely flying. Gareth Bale, Ramsey, Joe Allen. You know, they're dreaming of a final, Ray.
Absolutely.
And what play... was it in the qualifying? They took 4 points off Belgium.
Do you know what they've got to do as well, Al? I mean, they played like Italy played. And do you remember he played Belgium? How they sat back and they soaked the pressure. They hit them on the counter-attack, Italy. Two cracking goals from them. So,
but they pressed them when
I
the time
Wales,
was right.
I think Wales might just look at that game and say, look, we play the same system. So, you know, I think we can look at that and maybe get something out of that game. Like, they'll be watching videos of that and saying what went wrong for Belgium that night. They just lacked a little bit of confidence and belief in that final third. But then, look, they've turned up now, Belgium. They're playing much better. They're scoring goals, as you rightly say. Hazard's been excellent in the last game. Lukaku's who started scoring goals as well. De Bruyne, you're waiting as well. They've got quality players, there's no doubt. So Vermaelen won't be in tonight, so he's out. He's a miss. He's played well at the back.
But then they'll put Vertonghen in as a centre-back. He's a better centre-half.
He probably is, yeah, definitely. So, look, they won't miss Vermaelen. But, you know, I think it's a game that Wales have been superb. They really have. The team spirit we know about, Gareth Bale's mentioned it so many times about their team spirit. But the Northern Ireland game, look, it wasn't the greatest game to watch. But sometimes
Wales are favourites, and Ireland were the better side.
Well, you've got to grind out results, though. That's how you win tournaments. That's how you win trophies. Is sometimes when you don't play great, and I think they have to improve. There's no doubt. I mean, the England game wasn't great for them as well. Yeah. I thought Russia was the game that they really showed that they are a good side. Ramsey, Bale, as you say, Joe Allen, Ledley will be in that midfield as well.
Ashley Williams should be okay.
Yeah, Ashley Williams is a big player from at the back as well. I think the back has been superb. Chester,
Davis. I see Williams, you know, really not bossing Lukaku, because if Lukaku's on his game, he's very difficult. But I can see Williams giving them a real tough game.
I think the two centre-halves alongside him have done well as well. Mm. We're playing the three in there, Chester.
England should have done that.
Davis.
England should have played three at the back.
And the full-backs has got on. Taylor scored his first goal against Russia since the youth team.
Well, so you're saying Wales will get a chance in 90 minutes?
I do. I really believe...
15-1.
Yeah,
we'll bet on Brazil. Yeah. 15-1, £5 max, of course. But for an introductory, 15-1
well,
for
that's
five.
Not bad.
That's worth it, isn't
that's
it?
That's definitely worth it. If you look at the market, a lot of people fancy Wales, and Wales know if they can get a result against Belgium, which they're capable of doing, they can either play Poland or Portugal well. And I can see Wales maybe beating them too as well.
Yeah, so absolutely.
They've got every chance of maybe going to the final.
Saturday is a cracker, isn't it? No, I've got to decide. I've done my money on England. I couldn't believe it.
We all have.
I can't believe
it. I'm still devastated.
Honestly, so do I smash into Germany, 3-1 favourites, or do I dive into Italy? Who are the value?
I think this is such a hard one to call. I think the Italians have been superb. I fancy the Spanish to beat them. But Italy, again, showed you how much belief they have, and the team, the way they play is they're so organised. I mean, the three at the back, we talked about Wales then, three at the back, but Bonucci's been absolutely outstanding. Chiellini, we know about, great defender. So everybody knows their
Germany
jobs.
Germany beaten Italy once in 8 matches.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people will fancy Italians here, but Germany have that final third for me, they can do better. I think the build up to play is very
Draxler
good.
Draxler was good. He made a difference.
Well, in that midfield area, they do have lots of possession, but it's just that last third where they just seem to run out of ideas at times. Mm. Gomez is probably a play out front. You've got Mesut Ozil, who we know is a top class player as well. Muller. Not really turned up yet, is he? I mean, I'm waiting for a big game from him.
I thought he'd be top scorer, Golden Boot.
I'm waiting for. So this could be the game where he turns up, Muller, who's such.
So you're shooting boots on.
He's such an important player. I know he is. I know. I couldn't hit a barn door. But yeah, this is a game of the definitely quarterfinals. I mean,
and do you think the winners could win it?
You've got to put them as favourites. Whoever wins it, you've got to. But look, these two will be looking forward to trying to get through and. Maybe playing France or Iceland in the semi-final. So that could be, we're expecting France to win.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. So Ray, let me give you the odds here. Germany and Italy, both teams to score. You have a bit of this, don't you?
I like this. Yeah, both teams to score.
In 90 minutes, and don't forget it's in 90 minutes, and please, please, bet responsibly. In 90 minutes, 8-1 and a £10 market maximum bet, okay? It's even money in the normal markets. We're going 8-1 for a tenner.
Well, that's
if you want a bit of fun. And well, it should be a bit of fun.
Yeah, I mean, look, Germany, you know these games, people are going to take chances. If there's an early goal, you know that the other team's got to change their system and pile players forward. So that could be a good bet.
We probably want Germany to get one first, don't we? Then the Italians come
we'll
out.
Have to
if
come
Italy
out.
Get one first, they're
saying, good at defending.
Hello, cigars
bit,
out,
bit like
we're
Spain.
At the back.
Yeah.
Try and penetrate us, no chance.
De Rossi's going to be a big player as well because there's a rumour that he might not be fit. Who's been superb for Italy? Just in that midfield, just in front of the back three, just screening them.
He's come off a couple of times, I think.
But he's controlled. No, but against Spain, he was brilliant. He controlled all the possession for Italy, and he was the one who, you know, any attacks from Spain, he was dealing with it in that midfield area. So De Rossi, again, a little bit like Belgium, they've got to look at their big players. Hazard, if he doesn't play, then that will give Wales a bigger chance to win. And the same for Germany. If De Rossi's out for Italy, that's a big loss for them.
Now, on Sunday, France against Iceland. It should be France, England. It's not.
I'm still gutted out. I can't believe it.
Well, I know.
It should be France. What a game that would have been.
Just France, let me give you some odds. Iceland, we have bet in Brazil. Iceland from 9-1 to 25-1. 25-1 to win in 90 minutes. Maximum a tenner.
Yeah.
So again, if you think Iceland can shock the French, and the French have not been that impressive, especially at the back. I think the fullbacks are struggling. I really do. And they've got a problem in the centre-half. So if you fancy a shock, for a tenner, betting Brazil will give you 25-1. France, I don't think, will make the same mistake as England, even though they've got problems at the back.
No, definitely not. Griezmann now is top goal scorer on 3 goals. He's starting to really turn up. Giroud there is up front again. You've got Payet, you've got Pogba. It's about picking the right formation for Deschamps. You know, you've got Koeman who can come on. You've got Martial. How many good players have they got?
Yeah.
They can keep it solid at the back. Full-back areas is where maybe the Iceland will look, Evra and Sanya. They maybe can get down the flanks and maybe get balls into the box. They've got to be wary of the long throw again, like England wasn't.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
But, you know, you should be...
We spoke about it.
They're top professionals. They shouldn't be worried about a throwing coming into the box. You could deal with it. So, you know, I don't think they'll make that same mistake. But, look, 9-1 up to 25-1. There was probably about 9-1 to beat England. They managed to beat them. So a lot of punters might be thinking, oh, well, that's worth it.
They can't beat the host nation. I can't see it. Maybe do we go a draw and then win in extra time? Or do you think France
would be no problem. I will go probably 2-0, 3-0.
Would you?
I do. I think that they'd be good, too good for Iceland. Look, credit to Iceland. How they performed against England. But how many England players didn't turn up?
Oh.
There was probably seven or eight of them didn't turn up.
I swear, you imagine a half-time.
That'd give Iceland a chance.
I don't want to go all our yesterdays. That Arsenal team, right? That great back four, Winterburn, right? Mm. Tony Adams, Keon, or Boldy, right?
Yeah.
Lee Dixon. You imagine at half time, you've got a chance of getting into the quarterfinals, right? You're going into the quarterfinals and you're 2-1 down at half time. There'd be mayhem in that dressing room.
Absolutely.
There'd be boots flying, cups flying.
Well, Tony was one of my best mates. If I wasn't doing my job on the pitch, he'd be saying, "What are you doing? You're affecting us." You make sure you do your jobs. It's very simple. Football, you know, everybody's there to do your jobs. You know, there might be a ball winner, there might be someone who's going to set your goal up, there's going to be a goal scorer, there's going to be a defender. But if two or three don't do your jobs, that's when you struggle. So it's been awful. I mean, I couldn't believe what I've seen. No. 74 minutes to get an equaliser against a team like Iceland. Yeah. We've all the cup on a bench as well. Vardy, Rashford. Rashford would done more than quite a few players in that 5 minutes he was on.
Because so he had no fear. That's why I'm saying.
Why didn't you put him on earlier?
They need Dr. Fraser Crane. They need a shrink in front of them at
half
time.
Some players like that, Al. Some players like that.
But not 11.
Thick. But look, we had it sometimes at Arsenal. Some people liked it, some people didn't.
Well, I laughed at it, but it's quite clear.
If
England
it helps
have
you,
got a problem
helps,
with big events.
If it helps two or three players, then great, but not for me.
Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by betonbrazil.com. That's a brand new betting site. Have a look. For all sports punters with great odds, markets and offers, plus regular insight podcasts and conversation from me and my closest pals in sport like Ray Parler. Listen to the podcast, you can now get a free £10 bet, okay? So listen now, get a free £10 bet when you deposit £10 just by using the promo code ALAN10. Just visit betonbrazil.com, enter promo code ALAN10 when you deposit your tenner. Sign up now at betonbrazil.com, and BetonBrazil is for over 18s only. It must be only 18s only. And betting should be fun. So please, like Ray and I, we don't go crazy. Have a bit of fun. Take the extended odds and have a bit of fun for a five or tenner. Now, this is going to be interesting. We're going to talk England. We're going to talk a special football team as well. Fan in the Van is brought to you by Jussen, with over 600 branches nationwide. You're never far from your local timber and builder's merchant. Trade and public welcome, of course. Let me say a very, very good morning to builder, director at Mansfield Town, involved very much so with the Mansfield Youth Setup. Let's say a very good morning to say Steve Hymer. Steve, very good morning, Steve.
How are you doing, Steve?
All right. Good morning to you, Alan. Good morning to you, Ray.
Steve, first of all, we're, of course, quarterfinals of the Euros coming, but no England. Ray and I were, well, devastated, really, and me being a jock as well. I before the game, Steve, there was no way Iceland, for me, could beat England.
Well, to be honest with you, I nearly booked some travel arrangements to go over for quarterfinals, and we just thought there were no chance whatsoever that Iceland could beat us. But, you know, as it turned out, we're the other way.
What went wrong, Steve? Because was it Roy Hodgson not knowing his best team? Was a players just didn't stand up for themselves during the game? You know, sometimes as a player, you got to you know, see where the problems are and sort them out between you. Is there enough leaders on that pitch as well?
Yeah, I think what didn't help them was the qualifying group and that. I think all the teams that they played sat behind the ball. And I think the Iceland manager realised that if they sat behind the ball, that England would find them hard to break down. And that's exactly what they did. And then hit them on the break every now and again, and it worked for them.
Well, poor goals though, Steve, wasn't it? I mean, to concede them goals, you know they got a long throw, and it's just concentration as a defender. You know where your man is, and you make sure you just run into the space with him and make it difficult. But obviously, you lack of concentration. I thought Walker had a good tournament, but in that instance, he lost his man, and he ended up being 1-0 down early.
And also, Rooney marking at the edge of the box with the big fella, that was ridiculous. So clearly England hadn't done their homework. That was their main threat, the long throw-in, which is just... That's Sunday morning stuff. That's crazy.
I mean, obviously, I watched the game. They just really disappointed the way they defended. The head seemed to go down. You know, when they scored the second goal, the head seemed to drop.
Yeah.
You know, as if what's going off here. It just seemed as though they were thinking... God, what happens if we do lose?
Do you know what, Steve? I'm glad you mentioned that, right? Because I've been saying about... I honestly think England need a shrink. I think they need a psychiatrist at major tournaments because the Italians are under pressure, the Spanish, the Germans, they're all under pressure. It's not just England. And yet in big competitions, they come together and they have fight, desire, belief. England seem to, when it goes wrong... The heads drop, they go in a shell. And I think there's a problem in major competitions with England players' heads. Because player for player, you would not swap one Icelandic player. So there's something wrong. It's not just tactics.
Yeah, I mean, when you, like you say, when you go man for man, Most of them players, they'd only get in the championship sides in England. But when you get to major tournaments, they can outdo us. So
yeah, you've got
the fans have got a superiority complex, and the players seem to have an inferiority complex to the other players, and it's just not understandable.
Yeah, absolutely. And Steve, just moving off England, obviously a big season next year for lots of clubs, and you're director at Mansfield Town, and you're involved in the Mansfield Youth Setup. So hopefully it's all going well. But have you got any good youngsters coming through the Mansfield Youth System, and maybe they can be pushing into that first team next year? And what is your expectation for Mansfield next season?
Well, last season we finished mid-table. We had a bit of a bad ending to the season. We've had a big turnaround of players.
Yeah.
We've signed six or seven on. One of the youngsters, he's broke into the first team unit as such, young Zane Hakeem. He's come to our youth setup.
Brilliant.
And we're forever expanding with the youth setup. We've gone up again. We've got 120 lads at under 18 level. And we've got one of the biggest youth setups now outside the championship.
Wow.
We're hoping over the next couple of years to produce some homegrown talent, push them through into the first team. But the problem you get when they get to the first team, if they improve to a high standard and they move on, there seems a big influx of foreign players in the Premiership. So they're all stuck at the lower end of football.
Yeah.
And I feel that's got to change somehow just to improve our national game.
Yeah, absolutely. And Steve, what happened last year was incredible with Leicester, and that must give everyone, the underdogs, a great shout-up saying, look, no one dreamt, 5,000-1, Leicester could win the Premier. You know, we're not minnows anymore. You've got to believe we can do well, we can get back, we can get up to Division 1, we can get to the Championship. I think it's a great incentive for smaller clubs.
Yeah, I mean, we've not got the biggest budget in the league, obviously, because there's some big clubs down there like Portsmouth. But we believe now, like Leicester's again, there's a belief that if we get a good unit of players, a bit like Iceland, you can say again,
yeah,
anything's possible now. So we want to try and push on, get into League One, push on from there, and probably have a chomp at the Championship at some time.
Well, that would be special. Listen, Steve, I'm going to keep an eye out for Mansfield, Ray and I, so I really wish you well. I mean that. Thank you, Steve, for joining us. And good luck and enjoy the rest of the tournament. Thank you, Steve.
Right, thanks very much.
Pleasure. Steve Hymas there, director at Mansfield Town. And that sounds great, 125
brilliant
young kids.
Yep.
So Fan in the Van is brought to you by Jusons. Visit us in branch before the 12th of July for your chance to scratch and win a share, listen to it, a share of £500,000 worth of holiday vouchers. You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Just back to England, Ray, to finish off. I would love Glenn Hoddle. I know you didn't have the best of times with Glenn.
No, he was a top coach.
Yeah, and he did, you know, you were disappointed. But Gareth Southgate has said, no, I don't want it as interim boss, who's just won the Under-21 tournament. Mm. So the future is bright there. Do you go for... Scolari's put his name in the bag. He said, yeah, I'll have a bit of this. Harry Redknapp would be most people's choice. The people I've spoke to have said Hoddle, get Hoddle back. Some say Bruce or Allardyce with a Shearer or a Rio Ferdinand or a Frank Lampard alongside them to instill that passion.
Well, you've got to get them sort of boys back involved. I mean, I look at Alan Shearer should be involved in somewhere in the England setup. Tony Adams, a great player for England and Arsenal. People like Teddy Sheringham. Now, he's not got a job. Get him involved in doing something. You know, get all these players who are passionate about their nation to you know, drill it home to the players that this is, you know, you're playing for England here.
And Ray, just give me a little bit on the three that pick the new England manager. So we got
Mr.
Gill from Man United, who we as a businessman, we have to respect. We're the CEO who said, well, I'm not a football expert.
Well,
that can be one of three.
Why can't we get players involved in that? You know, who's going to say, right, this manager will take this nation forward? Look,
and then your technical director, Dan Ashworth, you know, with the greatest respect, yeah. You've mentioned names that most people would know in football. Who is Dan with the greatest respect? Who is he?
The big question for them is saying, does he have to be English? You know, we've always wanted to be an Englishman. Look, on an ideal world, if an Englishman was out there, can do the job, fantastic. Harry Redknapp, perfect 4 years ago. Whether he won it now, I don't know. Whether he would get it, would they consider Harry? But Harry knows how to get the best out of the players. You know, he would know how to motivate. You shouldn't have to be motivated. You're playing for your country.
Yeah.
But he would know how to get the best out of them.
And go back to Dan Ashworth. I don't want to ever go at the guy. I think he made his name as a West Brom, didn't he? But for the life of me, you know...
Should he be making his big decision?
Absolutely not.
No.
There must be, surely, an ex-England manager in the panel, a couple of great ex-England footballers.
Terry, what a job he's done.
Exactly.
Terry Venables.
So give us someone with experience who can honestly hold his hands up now and say, the FA have got it wrong, this is what we should do.
Yeah.
And he should be the manager.
Look, if Glenn Hoddle is not been considered. I don't know if he is or not. He should be involved in maybe picking...
Should you give Glenn it for a year?
Well, Glenn was a great coach, there's no doubt. Look, man management skills wasn't the greatest, but he was young. He was only about 38 when he got the England job. So I reckon he's learned from that. He's learned how to probably deal with players better now.
So Glenn in charge, you and me helping him?
I'll be coach driver. I don't mind doing that, Al. I don't know about you helping him. You'll be good.
Why not?
A lot of people said about you being manager.
Excuse me. I played under Jock Steen, Bobby Robson, Ron Atkinson.
Yeah.
My credentials are high.
Have you done your badges?
I'm a jock. I forgot about that.
Look, people mention Jürgen Klinsmann.
Who's done all right with
Germany? He's done all
right.
He knows the league. He knows the Premier League very well. He's played in it himself for Spurs. Someone like him.
Why don't they give it Harry and Glenn? Would that not be the best way?
Well,
Harry and Glenn.
Harry would be great. I think Harry would get Harry back involved. Now, whether they would do that or not, I don't think they would.
One last one. Where does Gary Neville fit in there?
Well, Gary obviously has got a great knowledge of football. He hasn't helped him Valencia. He hasn't helped him, obviously, the England setup as well. But we want to see players like Gary because he was a real top pro. You can see when they beat Wales, you know, his passion. He's got lots of passion about the game. But I just worry about some of the defending against Iceland. Does Gary deal with that? Would he do a session with the defenders? Or a simple... sometimes you can't legislate someone... switching off and someone losing your man, but that first goal.
Just say as well, to finish off with the England disaster, Raheem Sterling, you know, out on social network, you know, showing people the mansion he has. It's that big. He couldn't even cross from one hole to another.
Has he got a brain? I mean, I don't know.
Someone's got to clip him round the ear, haven't they?
I really don't. I can't
understand. Hello, Dopey. We're sleepy. We're sneezy. Someone's got to get a hold of him, for God's sake.
I know.
That was up front with Alan Brazil and Ray Parler. Brought to you by Audioboom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.